This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I am your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Today we talk about, as we do every week, the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how they can help you, potentially, and anyone you know, improve your overall quality of life. That, as we say, is our mission statement here on the program. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Anytime during the course of the show you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, feel free to call in, 855-839-1210. Good morning, Dr. Molly.
Welcome. Hey, John. And happy Father's Day to you and all the dads out there.
Yes. We should tell, you remember that show, Father Knows Best?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Father does know best because your dad, when you were, I guess, what did you say, 5 years old?
Five or six,
bought you a chemistry set.
Yes, he did.
Which most girls your age at that time were getting dolls.
Yeah, my father was a piece of work, John. Yes. He was a great guy.
And my father, when I was 13, bought me a tape recorder, a microphone, and a microphone stand. And I didn't realize what all of that meant until about 7 years later. I decided, I got to do this for a living. Father does know best.
Yes,
right?
I think some days he was sad he bought that because, you know, I had spilled things all over the house and whatever. But certainly my mother was saddened by it. But I think later in life she was happy as well. But, yeah, it is great. You know, dads play an important role.
Yes.
That's it.
And also a shout out to one of our dads who works with us, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Without him, listen, he's my logistics guy, right? So, you know, we're always shouting out to my nursing staff and Dr. Pat and everything. But, you know, let's not forget guys who really help out the clinic. Also, John Watson, very good guy. He's my handyman. So I have a couple of dads out there that we have to pay homage to. And of course, you, John.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you as well. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. As always, we start off the show with Dr. Molly explaining what she does, because still people don't listen to us
this
every week.
This is hard for me to explain, too.
They still ask, well, does that stuff work? I mean, talk about it.
So, John, you know, what we are is a group of like-minded healthcare providers who work out of the clinic, my licensed facility in Marlton, New Jersey. And like-minded in that we have a philosophy, and it's primary care fundamentally. We have a philosophy that we want to use the least amount of pharmaceutical necessary to effectuate the change for a patient and augment with God's ingredients, utilizing hydration as the vehicle and IV therapy as the vehicle for all the natural products, and sometimes for the traditional products as well, pharmaceuticals as well. But it's the philosophy. So when you look around, yeah, can you get these at a health food store? Sure, absolutely. No questions asked. Will you get the same result? Probably not, because you can't reach a therapeutic level with all the stuff that goes on in your life in the gut. So we found that utilizing the hydration is the quickest way for us to augment your pharmaceuticals and keep patients out of harm's way.
It's more potent, in other
Correct.
Words.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Potency is not the same as dosing. In other words, people think I have to give mega doses to get the potency. No, it may be something more strategic than that. It could be a synergistic thing where we put two ingredients together in a lesser dose, but one that works well together with the pharmaceutical.
And we ask this question every week, And you're going to talk later on in the show about different treatment procedures and, mm-hmm. and so
sure.
on and so forth. But how many treatments or how long does it take to get effectiveness
well,
with
here's
this?
Here's the thing. It depends on where you are within the framework of your continuum of whatever's bothering you or whatever kind of syndrome or actual illness that you may have. Obviously, if you have cancer stage 4, you're going to be at my place a little longer than somebody who comes in and wants peptides for just youthful appearance or to help with an injury when we use regenerative medicine. That's a little different, right? You may only need a couple of treatments, like 4 or 5 treatments. But generally, it's anywhere from 5 treatments to whatever. It really depends what we're treating and what we're going after and what your quality of life issues are. Let me tell you, since our philosophy is on your quality of life, everybody's quality of life is a little different. For some people, it's good enough to get up out of bed, come over to our clinic, take an IV, and then go home and play with their grandkid. For others, it's they got to go out and play pickleball. Well, that's two different mindsets as to what the quality yeah. of life issues are. And I have to make sure that the clinic follows protocol that addresses both of those.
So quality of life is really subjective, in
that's
other words.
Right. That's right. Now, I think of quality of life is living longer, but living better, enjoying what it is you enjoy. For me, it's the walks on the boardwalk. No matter what it is, I see the same old sights, so what, right? I enjoy that. Same thing when I'm in Philly. What do? I take a walk in town. I like doing that. And so that's my quality of life. And it gives me time to think about everything, and I meditate a little bit on my walks. For other people, heck, that wouldn't be enough. I got to get to the gym. I don't want to give some gym a shout out, but I have to. I go to the sporting club, right? And I use the walk. They have a walkway. So one of the gentlemen there was very lovely, and he said, you know, you come in like a couple times a week if you're in Philly, right? I said, yeah. He said, I noticed you. I said, yeah. He goes, why don't you want to use the equipment? I said, the equipment definitely intimidates me.
Yes.
Okay? And he laughed. He goes, most people who are here using the equipment, you know. I said, yes, I've noticed. I've enjoyed that walk. So, look, it depends on what it is you want to do.
Yeah, I can't see Dr. Molly lifting weights.
No, or any of the instruments. I don't even like to walk on a treadmill.
Yeah.
So here you go. The idea is what my quality of life is not going to the gym 3 times a week. It's doing a walk 3 times a week or 4. So I want to continue my mobility. And there are other people that wouldn't be enough. They really want to play a sport, et cetera. So it depends.
Give us an idea, a ballpark.
Sure.
Like, for example, I'll take myself.
Good.
I am a lifer, so I come in once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm here forever because of my conditions.
Right,
okay.
Right. You have several comorbidities,
yes.
Not one. Not one. Okay, good.
Yeah. Believe me, I've got the trifecta and
I
more.
Know. You know? I know that, John.
But
please.
In general, what can people expect?
They can
ballpark?
expect to see changes in their metabolics in as little as 5 weeks and maybe 10 weeks for sure. And as they go on going through the continuum of the protocols, by midpoint, they're feeling great. And that could be as much as 15 weeks if you're doing a 30 treatment protocol. If you have a metabolic disease like cancer, if you have Lyme, if you have a mold disorder, if you have histamine issues. So again, it's going to depend on what you present with. But I would say in as little as 5 weeks, you can start to see a change.
And so, you know, I notice when I don't come in, for example, if I'm on vacation,
sure.
which is rare, but if I don't come in, I kind of miss something.
Yes,
and,
you probably
do you find that
yeah,
with patients.
Yeah, I do. Now, here's the thing. Also, remember, this is age dependent too. I mean, biological age as well as physiological age. Now, in your case, with the trifecta that you have, your physiological age is probably 10 years more than your biological age. So, yeah, you would feel a little dip in the energy, maybe a little dip in your brain function, just a little bit. Nothing to say you're going senile or any of that. But, you know, you might forget, be a little more forgetful or something. And I see that as well. And I see other people who just like to come in and get a tune-up. and you've met a couple of those patients yourself. They say the tune-up is what keeps them sustained.
And they continue to come in.
Right. They continue to come in maybe once every 3 weeks, once every 6 weeks, but they continue to come in.
And that answers the question, which I asked before, and I ask it every week, is it effective? Does it work?
Well, I think if you come back and you say what you just said, which is you feel a little more fatigued, et cetera, I think you know it does work.
And so, you know, you just continue to
right. Well,
come in.
What we try to do is, and listen, what happens is you come in for one thing, and then we find out that you have four or five other challenges, right? Now I got to address each one of those. So your continuum of care may be a little longer than if somebody just comes in for the regenerative medicine, they have a tear in their meniscus or something, right? That's really specific. We can get to that in as little as five treatments. So you want to step back and really use the free consult to help me understand where you're coming from.
And the free consult is where you really find
out.
Oh,
my goodness, yes.
And we'll talk about that later on in the show. But a lot of people ask you, you know, Dr. Molly, what you talk about here is natural products.
Yes.
I can just go in the health food store and get them.
Sure, you can. And again, I'm going to tell you, to get to the therapeutic level for you, you might not get there. Basically, it's going through the gut. Our gut generally has other things happening. It can be impaired. You're not going to get enough. As I like to say, it's like when somebody tells me, oh, I'm taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That's like a drop in the ocean. I want to know why you're taking 2,000. Do we really need 2,000 or do we need 10,000? So the question becomes, you know, what, yes, is it, can you do this with the health food store? Of course. And do I have some natural products that we actually subscribe to orally? Yes. But I really try to limit that, John. I try to make our program all-encompassing. You know that.
And what conditions have you found that work best?
I would tell you the cardiac conditions. I would tell you I'm seeing more and more environmental medicine conditions that are working well. With the way we do it. I see autoimmune. I just have saw a resurgence in tick-borne illness, John. Tick-borne.
Jeez.
I think that is, it's just becoming an epidemic. It really is. And these are people who live in the city. Like, how the heck did they get a tick bite, right?
Yes.
I don't know. And they don't know. But definitely they test positive for the Lyme. And certainly some of the cofactors with the Lyme. So we're seeing that as well. And again, overall, I see things with heavy metals and people who come in and they have heavy metals, which then impedes their ability, again, to take things orally. So, you know, we've got to address someone where they are.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here, our live version, every Sunday from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We are coming up on our first break of the morning, as I said. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and we told you earlier, if you were listening, you heard us talk about the initial consultation and how important it is. And it's real simple. We're going to give out a number, 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. That is the number you call to set up the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and it is complimentary. Doesn't cost you anything. And you will really learn a lot as to whether potentially Dr. Molly can help you or your condition, what it is, and how it can really work into this situation. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And our website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our program is Health Watch, our live version here every Sunday, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHC. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio right now. If you want to talk to Dr. Molly right now, you can. 855-839-1210. We're going to talk about mold, and we've talked about this before, Dr. Molly. It really is a, could be a deadly problem.
It's very, very debilitating for patients who have mold exposure. And I'll tell you, lots of them tell me, Dr. Molly, I'm finally coming to you. I've been everywhere. My life revolves around this mold exposure. Well, you know, I try to simplify your mold journey, okay? And in this, though, it's very difficult because look at the issues that are really harmed, or the systems that are harmed. Your sinuses, brain fog, also memory problems, so mood swings, all of the neurodegenerative types of conditions are involved. Also weakness, muscle weakness. People have some muscle weakness with this. Light sensitivity, chronic cough. You can have a cough that nobody can put their finger on, and it turns out to be a mold issue. Sugar cravings, metallics. So if you have heavy metals as well, then you have a real problem. So here's the deal. Headaches, multiple chemical sensitivities, and food intolerances can all be related to the mold exposure. So it's my experience that says somebody on a journey through this may be with me for quite a while, can be with me for over 6, 8, 10 months. But I will tell you, we definitely detoxify the patient from the mold syndrome. And that's important. First and foremost, I tell them, you got to get the area that you live in remediated. How many times do people come into me and say, well, I had mold in the drywall and we replaced the drywall? Well, did you have it remediated with a professional environmental company?
Yes.
Right? And people go, well, no, not really. Well, that's number one, man. Number one, you've got to get out of the moldy environment. All right. Because, and that's not an easy task. I have a couple of companies that we can recommend, but again, I tell people, do your research. You get some company in there to do it right. I'll never forget, I moved in. This is my own journey I'm talking about, and I have other morbidities, as you know.
Yes.
I moved into an apartment in Center City, Philadelphia, and I kept smelling the odor of dampness. And here it was actually coming from the wall between apartments, not my apartment. Well, guess what? They had to remediate that. I got out, came down the shore, which we know has, you can have a moldy environment down the shore here at any given time if you're smart. But imagine, I left that apartment and said, I got to get out of here, right? And I said, you guys got to remediate this before I come back. And indeed they did, because this is a real problem and it can really cause havoc, especially, let me tell you something, especially if you have a genetic propensity for this. And John, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No,
okay? And you're right, because how do you know you have a genetic propensity? 25% of the population in the United States has a carrier of an HLA-DR gene, which then actually makes you metabolize this mold business worse. In other words, you don't have the wherewithal in the immune system to get rid of it on your own so quickly. That's where we come in.
So 25% of the population is predisposed to this.
That's right. That's Jeez. Exactly right.
That's,
and
that's
so
staggering.
Guess what? You have a moldy allergy, right? You've got a mold allergy, not moldy autoimmunity. In other words, we have to detox the mold out of your body beyond just moving or remediating the problem, right? We've got to get it out of the body. So how do we do that? Well, we, of course, insist that you move out of wherever it is and get it remediated.
Just like you did.
Exactly. I mean, when you have it, it's a biotoxin sickness. This is what I want to tell people. Mold is like a biotoxin sickness. We need to get down what? The inflammation that's going on in your body, including your brain on fire. Right? You've heard me talk about this.
Yes.
So can you imagine? So there is a struggle with this. We've got to get it out. Now, how do we do that? Okay, well, we start by trying to stabilize your immune system, okay? That may need some chelation. You may need some additional nutrients to help hold down the histamine responses. So there's a whole series of IV treatments that may include some pharmaceuticals. This is a good example of the work we do,
best of both worlds, right?
Right. And indeed it is. We have the pharmaceuticals compounded for our mold patients in sprays for the sinuses. And also we may have to really look at renewing an intestinal peptide for that patient. How do I know any of these are dysregulated? I have a mold blood panel. And believe me, when you look at that, you start to see your dysregulation right in front of your eyes. When I show the patient, look, let me show you what's low and what's high. And they're always amazed because they have never seen that panel in a traditional office.
Boy, so
this is important.
It's also scary.
It is scary because, you know, we could be walking around with this, right? So in you thinking you're hypersensitive, and really what you have is hypersensitivity to mold. You really have some mold in the body, your body itself, and we've got to detox it. So how do we do this? Well, first we have to stabilize the mast cells, right? Which means anti-inflammatories, John. Quercetin, licorice extract, curcumin. Ginger, I mean, go on and on. And maybe a subclinical dose of my homeopathic cytokines that we use. This protocol is an extensive protocol. It takes time. I tell people the most important product I have in here is tincture of time. You've got to realize that you didn't get this mold exposure yesterday. It's not going away tomorrow from coming in my office.
So it's consistent with your philosophy.
It
that is.
That is
the best of both worlds.
You need an antibiotic in addition. And we see this also with the Lyme patients. It's crazy because it's parallel. When you have Lyme disease, there are some proteins that are left over in the body. If I don't detox you from those, they will just keep coming around and around and around.
So you were saying earlier 6 to 8 months that
it could be
this.
Yeah,
so,
two times a week.
This is the long
haul.
Sure,
because the mold exposure, you have to calm down the limbic system and your vagus nerve. The brain-gut connection. Right down in the gut is the brain-gut. The vagus nerve runs from the gut all the way to the brain. We need to calm that down. It's upregulated stress. So I have to downregulate that by utilizing natural products like curcumin, maybe resveratrol. These are just some of the things I use. And, of course, a couple of the pharmaceuticals in minute doses, but enough to reactivate our own immune system to go after this mold and the mold spores.
So you come in twice a week, and then
right.
Can you supplement
at home? Sure.
Yes.
In fact, one of my patients said, you know, Dr. Molly, she went somewhere and they gave her all the oral supplements. She said, my life's a mess. All I do is take supplements. What happens? I want to limit the amount of supplements the patient takes at home because people can't follow that schedule. It's too cumbersome.
Right.
It's too cumbersome.
And we're going to talk later on in the show about a patient.
Okay.
And I saw this patient and really.
Wait till you see him this week.
Oh, boy.
You're going to see the difference in his legs.
Unbelievable. But anyway, we are coming up on the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch, our live version here every Sunday from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, and we do have some open lines. So if you want to jump in here with a question or you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, well, now's the time to call in, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and really when you call, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's where you're going to find out if this can potentially help you or anyone you know. It's very simple, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's complimentary. 856-489-0505. That's the number you call to set up this initial consultation, 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. A lot of good information on that as well. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Again, the number here in the studio, 855 855- 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We are continuing our discussion, Dr. Molly, and I imagine you probably have, this is one of the more difficult situations where people have mold, and I guess the protocol is very complicated.
It is. It's complex, John. It's complex because, look, I've got to open up the drainage pathways. You know, people don't realize you have seven drainage pathways or cleaning or cleansing channels in the body, and they help remove excess waste. They get rid of toxins, including myotoxins, bacteria, fungus, toxic mold in the body. So again, you can see the similarities to Lyme. This also is, Lyme is a complex problem as well. So the seven drainage pathways are lymphatic, circulatory, lungs, kidneys, liver, gallbladder, colon, and skin. And actually, John, the patient we're going to talk about, you can see his problem right on his skin.
Wow.
So in looking at this, what do I have to do? I have to use things that will help open up the lymphatic system. Things like certain interleukins that we use from the homeopathics that I have, IV, will help with the lymphatic system. One of the things I want to say, you know, John, people come in with swollen legs. Many times, it's not just the fact that they need a LASIK. It's that their lymphs are clogged. You'll ever hear me come on the floor, talk to someone, and I say to Linda, in this case, I think we need another bag, Linda, of the lymphatic detox. You've heard that, I know.
Yes, I know. Many times.
Because I use it a lot when I see somebody has this type of problem rather than just the circulatory problem for the legs being blown up, okay? The blood problem. So what could hamper the circulatory problem with people with mold? Not just the mold, but things like heavy metals. So I may have to use a chelator then. So again, lungs. What am I looking for in the lungs? I want to make sure I'm holding down the inflammation process, which makes people cough a lot, that type of thing. So how do I do that? Interleukins, certain interleukins that we may want to use and switch out, and talk about certain antihistamine regulators like curcumin, these anti-inflammatories. Kidneys. Definitely kidneys, because kidneys drain out the waste through the urine, right? Got to keep those kidneys in line. And you and I both talk about that all the time. Do I have a homeopathic product for that? You bet. As well as possibly some subclinical dose of a pharmaceutical for the kidneys. Liver. Liver's got to be cleaned up. Liver and the gallbladder, that whole digestive system, has to be cleaned up, including the colon. So what are we looking at? Well, I'm looking at people to really address their bowel movements. They really need to have one. And if they're having trouble, what do we recommend? Well, sure, there are magnesium supplements that can help that, but there's also things like Smooth Move Tea. So,
which, by the way, you recommended to me for a few months ago.
Yes.
It is the best thing
ever. I know that. So, listen, there and look, very it definitely is harmless in terms of some other issues that can happen with the harsher types of laxatives. So, and then the skin. And boy, have I seen more and more people coming in with skin issues that are related to the drainage of the skin. And people don't realize that that is really, the skin issues are not necessarily autoimmune to your skin. It just may be the skin's reaction to the mold or some other mycotoxin.
You were saying, you mentioned seven areas.
Yes.
Where, you know, you've got to clean this up.
Right.
It seems to me that that's a lot.
Yes.
In one fell swoop.
Right. But,
so do you attack one at a time, or how do you work this?
Of course, which is why it takes 6 months to do.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, we're going to do a shortened chelation using EDTA, which is something that we always have in our black bag, because we want to extract out any metals or heavy metals that are causing some of this problem. And in doing so, we want to open up the blood flow 12% from head to toe, because we're going to need to do that. If you're having a problem with your lungs, we may look at some of the things that we use, like Arjuna for that, as well as the heart. So, again, it's going to depend on how the patient presents with the Lyme, or with the Lyme and or the mold problem. Depending on the symptoms that the patient has, that's how we prioritize. We know we're going to need to get those drainage pathways open quickly, because you need to do that.
And you're going to do that, and you are working with the patient. But what if they don't get the mold remediation done?
Save your money.
Right.
Don't come to me.
Right.
Save your money. Go pick up everything in the health food store. God bless you, and I'll pray for you. But it's
it's not going to help.
You really got to do that. If we don't have a good starting place, what fascinates me is these young people. They came to me for several months prior to this, right? And they're coming from out of town. I kept telling them, you've got to have your house tested. I really believe you have a mold issue. And when I ran the mold panel, I showed them. No. Guess what? They finally did it. I actually have a company out there that I think does a wonderful job because I've done several patients. And guess what? He has a mold problem. And he goes, I never would believe it because I never saw any wet spots. I said, forget that. The spores are all over. You're not necessarily wet in your unit. Look at what happened to me. It was in the other unit.
Yes.
Right? So it was the spores that got to me. So what we have to do is say, look, you got to have your house checked or your workplace checked. You notice in our clinic, did you ever notice the large air purifiers I have
yes.
on the ceiling that
yes.
are connected to my air conditioners?
Yes.
That's why. Do you know why? Because of COVID-19, because of biotoxins, because of mold, all of those things, John. When I look at this, I say, okay, what do I need to make sure that the patient has a better experience? So we put in those filters, and that's it.
Back to what I was saying about the mold remediation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mold is probably a difficult thing to figure out. I mean, how do you know you have it?
Well, I usually run the environmental panel just based on the symptomatology. Remember, it's important to talk to me. That's when we know. I sit down with Dr. Pat, we review the patient's symptomatology, and then I make a move in, I think that they have a mold problem. They certainly have an environmental problem. And then we look for it. And look, I had one patient who said to me, I only want to get the mold testing from Home Depot. I said, that's great. Do it. And she comes back. She says, well, it's testing positive. Well, I said, now I think you ought to move up to a professional mold testing. And from what I understand, it's not always that expensive. It depends on the size of your house, I suspect. But again, and then she says, well, is that something you do? No, that isn't something I do. I'm going to get it out of your body, but not out of your place of business or your home or wherever. So these are the things that's essential, John. You've got to get rid of it for us to move forward.
And you do move forward, but again,
it's not
important.
Easy.
It's it
not
really
easy. For example, I might have to order something like niastatin for it'll help as well getting the GI tract back in order. We may have to do something. I know I order the sprays for the patient, meaning nasal sprays, in order to get the sinuses together because that affects the lungs and the bronchial tubes. So. It's not easy. And digestive enzymes, I'm a big believer in digestive enzymes. I reviewed work on digestive enzymes for cancer, and I believe that there is a relationship with the digestive system and all of these autoimmune thieves, so to speak. That's what I call these conditions. They're autoimmune thieves. They're stealing your immunity. And what's happening is we really need to look at what we need. So you may need things like digestive enzymes as well. So each patient, even though I have a standard protocol, each patient has a little nuance depending on how they present, just like every other condition we go after.
I read, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong or not, I read where you can die from mold.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely you can. You can die from funguses. You can die from any of this. You start feeling bogged down by mold, you know, and it's something to worry about. You know, they worry about people in ICU a lot. With going too alkaline in the blood. You ever, I hear this all the time. I've got to have alkalinity. I said, you got to be just right. You got to have alkalinity, doc. Read this thing. Read that. Alkalinity is fine. But if you go too far on that alkalinity scale, guess what? You're going to have thrush in your mouth. You're going to have thrush in your body. That ain't good. So the point is, we really need to realize that everything goes back to what, John? Goldilocks. Everything has to be just right for us to open up those seven pathways.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, our live version here every Sunday from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have some time to take your calls here on the show if you have a medical challenge or you have a question for Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210 is our number here. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. What do you think? They're going to the beach today? No. They are going to be there to answer your calls. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And when you call, it's simple. All you want to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will learn a lot. You really will. And you'll then kind of make a more intelligent decision as to whether or not you want to move forward with this. It's very simple. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But for now, we have some time left here on our show, our live version. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We're kind of wrapping up this discussion of mold.
Sure, John. I just want to say, listen, don't go at this mold or any environmental illness alone. Get some professional help, because it's really a process, John. And again, you have to have some individual mitochondria support for whatever's going on for you. And what I'm saying, Dr. Google's search will only take you so far. Please get some professional help, again, for that, no matter where you go, because it's necessary. That's all I got to say about
it. Okay. And you know, that leads us into, we're going to talk about some patients.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times I sit in the chair on a Tuesday and I just look around the room and I say to myself, boy, some people really have problems.
Yeah.
And this young man, and we're going to talk about him, really, I felt so bad for him. You want to talk about this patient that we're talking about?
Steven,
right now.
Steven, yeah, he comes in from Indiana. And I'll tell you, his legs look a mess. Actually, his whole body has those particular marks on his body. And really what it is I kept telling him to please have his house tested. He finally did it. He had it done professionally, and indeed there's mold. There's mold in his basement, and there's mold in his bedroom. So that's the mold spores. Now, I tell you, we started him on the mold protocol. He was here for a week. They are lightening up. If you see his legs, they look better. When you come in this week, John, you'll see that his legs look better. But, I mean, his particular protocol, because he has a genetic propensity for autoimmune anyway, can you imagine having that and then have the mold on top of it? So then I have to look at reducing the homocysteine. He's got to really get individual mitochondria support. So his protocol is very, very unique. It includes some of the stuff you'd buy in the health food store, but it's really is going. We need to surpass that by utilizing this with the IV treatments of both the pharmaceuticals and the nutraceuticals. He's a mess. He's only 33 years old.
I thought he was young.
He's very young.
And his wife, too.
Wait, that's another interesting thing. She comes in with him, and he goes, no, she doesn't need to be treated. I said, did you see the rash on her? He goes, well, yeah. I said, that's from the mold. She's living there with you. He goes, well, it's not as bad as mine. Okay, she has a little more mitochondria support right now. She's a little younger, but hello. They both need to be treated a little differently. There's some fundamental things for both of them, but a little differently, and we'll get to the other side. But he's got at least another week and maybe a little more than a week with me more.
So, like you said earlier in the show, 25% of the population has a propensity for mold.
Right, has a propensity for the gene that will not let mold, will not be resistant to mold. Therefore, you've got to look at that. And these particular people have lots of genetic issues.
So he's going to be with you for a while.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And he's going to have to come back probably in 30 days or 90 days. So we'll see.
Now, we want to talk about you have a cancer patient.
Oh, and, yes. She's coming in this week.
Kind of an example of what you do and how
this
you
do it. This is a wonderful example. Okay, this woman came to us with stage 4 cancer. She went and got treated traditionally. She had the surgery and she had chemotherapy. Okay, the chemotherapy, she took, I think, 18, 20, she took somewhere around 25 or 30 chemos. Through the entire treatment protocol, she came to us. We tuned up. We never did anything to interfere with the free radicals that the chemo was creating. All right. But what we did do is we damped down any type of reaction to the inflammatory process, not to the free radicals. So we tuned up her immune system for her to be able to go through that particular treatment protocol and get to the other side. She did so well that she had one time where her platelets dipped below 100. I put them on a particular extract and did what else we do to enhance your own mitochondria. And guess what? She got through the chemo. The oncologist, because the husband was always insisting I'd speak to the oncologist, which I did, and they calmly said, I don't know what you do up there, but it's working, and I wish you would come down here and do it. And I said, well, I really can't leave the clinic. However, it really did. She's a wonderful patient. She looks well. She didn't drop a whole lot of weight. She looks well, and she did have, listen, it wasn't a piece of cake. It was not a cakewalk, my friend, but she did it. She got to the other side, and she's continuing to thrive.
And this, is again, goes back to your philosophy.
Bring in both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Bring in both worlds. I guess, you've got to say we're functional in our mindset, John. We're very functional in our mindset. We do want to use the least amount of pharmaceutical necessary to help a patient. But I got to tell you, sometimes when you need the pharmaceutical, you better get it. It frustrates me like crazy. I meet a patient where they are. If you don't want chemotherapy, you only want natural products, I will do the best we can. But it frustrates me when people have a closed mind and don't want to do anything to help reduce the tumor size. I believe that many times natural products will help you reduce the tumor size. But I really got to tell you, I believe in conventional up to a point, and that's where it's at.
And we want to talk about your cardiac patients.
Oh, yeah. I have two young guys who came in with cardiac problems. They went and did the CT scan where they did the calcium scoring, and they scored pretty high on the calcium scoring. I said, listen, we can help you with that, because that goes back to what? Vascular inflammation that I talk about, the endothelial. Both young, in their 40s. They don't feel out of breath. They don't. I said, listen, did you ever hear the guy who just dropped dead? He had no history of heart. And they go, yeah. I said, well, do you not think that this calcium score is very high? You'll want to get rid of it the best way you can. Chelation's one of the ways to do that, and it does work. And then they may need 15 weeks of chelation, by the way, because their scores were in the thousands. So
Wow. That's
not foreign. Italian people. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm laughing because John and I are both Italian folks. I'm not making a slur on Italian folks.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing about it. You know how we love to eat.
That's right. Finally, Tammy and her husband.
Oh, Tammy. She's another wonderful, wonderful patient. Very smart. She's in the healing arts. She comes up from Delaware. What she did was she did do the conviction. She went to a surgeon that we recommended. They did the lumpectomy for her, and she's following through with me. She did wonderfully, wonderfully, and she's knowledgeable, which really helped. And she said, I don't know why one other patient of mine is going out to Arizona or something. But she said, I just don't know why she didn't listen to you from the beginning. I said, I don't know why either. But I said, Tammy, I really appreciate you. She said, you know, I know my way around the healing arts, so I knew. And again, she's doing some things outside of the clinic, which I don't do, like the Reiki. They do some other things like cold plunges, that kind of thing, the spa-like things, which again, I tell you, I'm not against spas. I just know that when we do hydration, we're looking at the medical outcomes.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock, 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. And check out the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, why not? We are on this afternoon, our Health Watch replay from 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and then there is Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Happy Father's Day, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, our live version here, Health Watch 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. You take care.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.